The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Warm greetings from IMC in Redwood City, California. And I have a delightful feeling of the goodwill that somehow circles the spot that I'm in with through all the YouTube, kind of spreading out in all directions. And I hope that each of you maybe can feel the same thing, that from your spot, there's circles of goodwill as this community gathers around the globe. And so this week I'm offering little exercises, mindfulness exercises, that go along with the Dharmettam, the teachings that I'm doing. And so the idea is to continue with your mindfulness practice as you do it. But then this little exercise might be relevant that you could do as you go along. And this one has to do with the idea that something happens and then we react to it. Of course, we don't always react, but there are reactions. There's a difficult sound outside, uncomfortable sound, and then we react to it. We get involved in it. We get for and against it. We start thinking about it. It might not be a perfect match for our English idea of reaction, but the Buddha used the word knot, entanglement. Sometimes it's translated into English as fetter. So a knot, getting knotted up in something. And so this idea of getting caught, maybe we'd use in English. But, if you get caught in the spider web is kind of responsible. When we get knotted up, we're the ones who create the knot. We tie ourselves up. And so as you go along in this meditation, I want to say one more thing, that this way in which we get knotted up with things, caught in things, is not always so conscious. It kind of happens a little bit, but not necessarily in the unconscious, but it happens kind of under the radar. We're busy focusing on whatever we do, and we don't notice some of the more subtle ways we get entangled and caught. So at this exercise, as you we go along doing the basic mindfulness practice, and whatever you notice, whatever you're noticing, whatever, like if you're noticing the in-breath and the out-breath, you're noticing a sound, a body sensation, a feeling, whatever it is that comes into awareness, if you're caught in it, reacting to it, entangled with it, then use the word label not, K-N-O-T. And I kind of delight in this label because it can also be spelled N-O-T. So in other words, not this. Let's not get entangled. Let's not get knotted up. So just say very gently, lovingly, calmly, not. There's a not. Recognizing there's a not. And a little subliminal kind of feeling, oh, maybe not. Maybe I don't need to. So just not. And just notice. So if you start thinking about something, start thinking about your breath, in a subtle way, maybe without any discomfort, you are kind of not, in the Buddhist language, you're not knotted up in it. You're now involved in it. So maybe involved is an English word for this. But knotted up. And so if this seems like too much, or you don't care for this, please, you don't have to do it. But it might be interesting to notice how often, in some way or other, you get involved in what's happening. And it might be interesting to see what happens if you just quietly recognize it as a not. So taking a meditative posture, establishing posture that's upright or alert or supportive for you, and the one that also allows you to relax. To relax, to make room for yourself to become calmer, for calmness to be here as well. And even if you're agitated, there could be a wave of calmness or a envelope of calmness around it. Gently closing your eyes. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths with the idea that these deeper breaths are calming you, bringing some calm, some settledness, especially as you exhale, a calming, peaceful effect. Breathing in, breathing out. Letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhale for a little while, relax your body, different parts of your body, with the idea that each little micro-relaxation is a gentle calming, settling. And steadying yourself on a normal breath, calming yourself into an attention centered on breathing. Maybe the exhale has a little peacemaking movement, a wave of calming, settling, and allow yourself to feel the calming, soothing impact of exhaling, even if it's just at the very near the end of the exhale. Letting go of thoughts. Every exhale, letting go of thoughts. And if you find yourself involved with anything that you're in the present moment, thinking, feelings, body sensations, sounds, any concern, anything that we call a concern, because you're caught up in it or involved. Gently, lovingly, say the word not. Recognize it as a knot, an entanglement. And see what happens in the wake of simply recognizing it as such. No need to let go of it. Just recognize, oh, there's a knot. And then continue with your breathing. If you are involved in thinking, you probably have a knot, entanglement, it can feel innocent enough to be involved in thinking. But when it takes us out of the flow of the present moment, we would call it a knot. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to turn your attention outward to the people, community that you somehow are in touch with, in contact with, interact with. And consider what it would be like to be present with them without being reactive, without being entangled, without a knot being knotted up. Maybe consider the peacefulness or the calm or the ease it might provide you to be present, unentangled, just present, available, attentive. And what it would be like for them to be able to experience themselves without being entangled with anything, with themselves, with others, with their things. They can still be attentive and engaged. Engaged, but not entangled. And if we have some experience of disentanglement and the benefits of it, we can know more about the kind of happiness and peace and ease that's possible for human beings. And for whatever peace and well-being and happiness that we know is possible, may we wish it for others. May we be inspired that this be a possibility for others to experience. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be disentangled.